No.
The I Did Not Make These Rankings podcast network includes An Evening at the Movies, Crime Rewind, Crush Gadlin, Literature Reapers, Love is Black, Men Are the Prize, The Simplest, and of course, Masturbators. Please check out all of our podcasts for all of your different podcast needs at IDNMTRPodcastNetwork.com. Now, Masturbators is always done in front of a live social media audience and is a mature podcast that talks about mature things. It is not kid-friendly, but if you want to listen with your kids, that's on you. We warned you, and have a good day.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to Masturbators Presents 101. My name is DeAndre Robinson, and I'm here with the lovely Amanda. How are you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I mean, people that's hearing this don't know this, but this is my third podcast.
You've been a busy bee today.
today. And I still worked, so, you know, good. All right, so talk about your podcast. Talk about the podcast, where to find it, all that kind of good stuff.
I am the host of The Sip List, which is a top five podcast. You can find it everywhere you listen to your podcasts and on YouTube. I co-host Crime Rewind with Shanna, which is on a brief hiatus right now, but we will be back. And then I co-host the shows with Casey that he talked about earlier. And yeah, they're all a lot of fun and they're all on our network and it's very exciting.
Okay. So, if you're watching live, Casey did the 2000s movie Varsity Edition. So all the movies that Rotten Tomatoes thought was good movies in the 2000s. Amanda wanted to one up.
Questionable choices.
Amanda wanted to one up and do the JV.
All right. I like underdogs.
So we are going to do the JV 2000s bracket. Now here's how this works. The high seed will always play the low seed. There's four movies in the play-in. She will pick two. Those two will go on. If there's a matchup that she doesn't like or doesn't care about, she's allowed to give me that matchup. However, though, got to live with the consequence. You never know who's going to play who. All right? And just like always, I did not make these rankings. These rankings come from the movies come from IMDb, and they re-ranked from Rotten Tomatoes score, so you got a problem. Blame Rotten Tomatoes, and like I did before, I am going to say the movies that did not make Varsity or JV one more time.
Okay.
All right. So these are the movies that did not make Varsity or JV, and they are Killing Me Softly, Battlefield Earth, Joe Dirt, The Cat in the Hat, Freddy Got Fingered, Eight Crazy Nights, Timeline, Scary Movie 2, Ghost Ship, and Dude, Where's My Car?
Some of those are bananas that they didn't make the list. Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, it's so terrible, but it's so funny. I would have liked to have seen Joe Dirt and Dude, Where's My Car? They're pretty funny.
I would like to see Scary Movie 2. Scary Movie 2 is the best one of the scary movies to me.
Don't church boy, we all know it's dirt.
However, though, this is are you ready? This is all about you. All right. So pick four out of the two playing. National Treasure, 2004. The Day After Tomorrow, 2004. The Proposal, 2009. And Planet of the Apes, 2001.
Okay, well, this is really easy, but the fact that National Treasure and The Proposal are play-ins is goddamn ridiculous. So those are my choices.
Okay.
Wow.
And out of the two, which one is better? They both go on, just got ranked.
Ooh, I know. I'm going to say National Treasure is better.
All right. So National Treasure goes here. And The Proposal go here. Are you ready to rewrite?
Yes.
And Casey says, ha ha, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I mean.
All right. Number one, Ice Age, 2002.
They really do get off on those animated movies.
They do. Version number 100, Jennifer's Body, 2009.
Ooh, I'm going with Jennifer's Body.
All right.
I like Ice Age. It's really cute, but yeah.
Number two, Black Hawk Down, 2001. Or number 99, Constantine, 2005.
Black Hawk Down. And Black Hawk Down.
And Black Hawk Down will play The Proposal.
Oh, okay.
Number three, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, 2008. Version number 98, The Mummy Returns, 2001.
Ugh. I don't care about either of these. Let's go with The Mummy. Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was bad.
That's my favorite line, and I don't know what it means. I just know that her name was Tillamoon and The Mummy Returns. They can definitely get off the animation, though. Number four, Stardust, 2007. Or number 97, Euro Trip, 2004.
Oh, Euro Trip. That's going to go far for me, just FYI. Damn it.
Number five, The Prestige, 2006. Or number 96, Cash Back, 2006.
The Prestige. I don't know what Cash Back is.
Me either. The Prestige would play National Treasure in the next round.
Okay.
Number six, AI, Artificial Intelligence, 2001. Version number 95, Shooter, 2007.
Is AI the one with, that's not the one with Will Smith, is it?
No, that's
you know what movie I'm talking about.
Yeah, that movie.
I'll go with Shooter. That's Mark Wahlberg, right?
I think so. No. I think Shooter is I want to say a war movie, but it's just Mark Wahlberg. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
1,000% right. Sorry.
Nope.
And Shooter moves on. Actually,
what is that damn AI movie with Will Smith? It's gonna drive me crazy.
I am Legend. Damn.
No. I don't know.
No, it's okay too. iRobot.
iRobot, that's it. Thank you. That was gonna drive me nuts. Okay.
iRobot, which I don't know if iRobot's on here. Oh, that is,
I don't remember hearing it on the Varsity.
And we'll see. We'll see, because if iRobot's not on here, then this list is hot garbage. And iRobot is not on here. Okay. So I can't really blame Ryan Tomatoes with this either, because again, I took the most popular movies from IMDb, and apparently it's not one of the most popular movies.
Well,
so
I thought iRobot was pretty popular.
Me too.
George loves that movie.
Number seven, Sunshine, 2007. Version number 94, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, 2000.
The Grinch. The Grinch.
All right. Number eight, War of the Worlds, 2005. Yeah. Number 93, Twilight, 2008.
The first Twilight was really bad, but I'm going to pick it because I don't like War of the Worlds. I think it's dumb.
All right. Number nine, Sin City, 2005. Or number 92, The Passion of the Christ, 2004.
Sin City.
So this is what I told, because the only person that ever did this bracket live was Chancy. Oh. Sin City will play Jennifer's Body. Oh. Casey says, fuck Twilight.
Yeah, we know how you feel. It's a guilty pleasure.
My boarding school made us watch when it came out, The Passion of Christ. Mm-hmm. It brought out the whole movie theater and made us watch it.
Interesting.
That shit was fucking horrible. Yeah. No. The movie's not horrible. It's just the fact that
the movie's fine.
Yeah.
It's not rewatchable to me. It's one of those, you watch it once and you're done.
And then the guy that played Jesus would do a lot. He got struck by lightning and everything doing that movie. So
wow.
Yeah, so he would do a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Number 10, Dawn of the Dead, 2004. Or number 91, The Princess Diaries, 2001.
Ooh. Dawn of the Dead.
Oh. All right. And Dawn of the Dead will play The Mummy Returns.
Another matchup I don't give a fuck about. Okay.
Number 11, 8 Mile, 2002. Version number 90, The Holiday, 2006.
Oh, man. This is stupid. I mean, it's 8 Mile, mm-hmm. but I hate that matchup.
And 8 Mile, well, 8 Mile, we'll play Euro Trip in the next round.
No!
Number 12, Big Fish, 2003. Or number 89, Unfaithful, 2002.
Ooh. Unfaithful is so sexy. But Big Fish is a really good movie, so I'm going to go with that.
All right, and Big Fish will play Shooter in the next round.
All right.
Number 13, Moulin Rouge, 2001. Mm-hmm. Or number 88, Lie With Me, 2005.
Moulin Rouge. Mm-hmm.
And Moulin Rouge will play How the Grinch Stole Christmas in the next round.
Sorry, I got to have a cough drop, so hopefully it won't sound like
that. You're fine. Number 14, The Devil Wears Prada, 2006. Version number 87, Saw, 2004.
Oh, Devil Wears Prada. No torture porn for me. Oh, the first Saw is really good, I will admit, but the other ones are just too much.
And The Devil Wears Prada will play Twilight in the next round.
That's all.
Number 15, Cars, 2006. Version number 86, Scary Movie, 2000.
Scary Movie.
All right.
Cars is just okay to me.
Number 16, The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, 2005. Or number 85, The Family Stone, 2005.
Ooh. I go with The Family Stone. That movie is so awkward, but it's so good.
I thought it was a movie about family getting stoned. It was
not.
Nope. Number 17, The Road, 2009. Or number 84, A Christmas Carol, 2009.
What was the first one?
The Road.
I don't know that. We'll go with Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I think The Christmas Carol is one with, I think that's one of Jim Carrey, I think.
Yeah.
Number 18, A Beautiful Mind, 2001. Verse number 83, Troy, 2004.
Beautiful Mind.
I love that fucking movie.
Yeah, it's so good.
But A Beautiful Mind will play Scary Movie in the next round. Number 19, Training Day, 2001. Birth number 82, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, 2006.
Ooh. I could bring up my Training Day quote again, I said earlier. That's what that's from, right? The King Kong.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Love that movie. Is Dead Man's Chest the second one?
I think Dead Man's Chest is the third one, actually, God of Truth.
Okay.
I want to make sure, but I'm pretty sure.
I thought the third one was Davy Jones, but that might be the second one.
No, Davy Jones is in the second and the third one. So he said he's right. He says the second one.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to go with Pirates.
So what's the third one? Is it the World's End?
Yeah, Davy Jones is in them, but because he's in Dead Man's Chest. I'm sorry. I was just trying to remember if it was the second one. At World's End might be the one I don't like.
Okay.
I like the first one and the second one.
Okay. So, God is Truth. So, you said Pirates moves on. I'm moving it on. You said Pirates move on or Training Day?
Yeah.
Pirates? All right. So, Pirates moves on, which is baffling to me, by the way. That one right there over Training Day is wild.
Training Day is really good, but it's hard. It's a hard watch for me. I don't think. Great, but it's just a hard watch.
But I think the third one's the best one of the other Cup Pirate Caribbean. That's it. At World's End, I love that one. I do. Number 20, Snatch, 2000. Number 81, The Family Man, 2000.
Family Man. Love that movie.
All right. Number 21, The Count of Monte Cristo, 2002. Versus number 80, Austin Powers and Goldmember, 2002.
Count of Monte Cristo. Goldmember wasn't my favorite.
I love gold.
This is Yoo-Hoo made of gold.
The Count of Monte Cristo will play Family Stone in the next round. Number 22, Gangs of New York, 2002. Verse number 79, The Notebook, 2004.
The Notebook.
I had a feeling that was coming.
Yeah.
But I said before, I'm not a big Daniel Day-Lewis fan, so I'm not mad at you.
Yeah. Casey are fine, but.
Casey said at the World's End is third because they have to go past the World's End to bring back Jack from the dead. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sky, number 23, Sky High, 2005, Or number 78, The Fast and the Furious 2001.
Fast and the Furious. I'm surprised that's a JV movie. The original Fast and Furious, that's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. Number 24, V for Vendetta, 2005. Verse number 77, Antichrist, 2009.
V for Vendetta.
And V for Vendetta will play A Christmas Carol. Number 25, The Mist, 2007. Verse number 76, Mamma Mia, 2008.
Mamma Mia. Here I go again. Mama, how can I resist you? Sorry.
You're fine. Number 26, The Illusionist, 2006. Verse number 75, Die Another Day, 2002.
Die Another Day is the one with Halle Berry, right?
I think so.
Okay. I guess we'll go with that because I haven't seen The Illusionist.
Oh, it's such a good fucking movie.
Is it?
That and The Prestige is basically the damn the same movie. But
yeah,
but
I like The Prestige. Okay, I'll check it out.
Number 27, The Italian Job, 2003. Verse number 74, The Step Brothers, 2008.
Oh. Man, this sucks. I'm going to go with The Italian Job.
All right. And The Italian Job will play Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest in the next round.
Okay.
Number 28, A Series of Unfortunate Events, 2004. Verse number 73, Polar Express, 2004.
I don't really care about this one, so I will pick Polar Express for Nico and Nash.
It is a very, very, very beautiful movie.
It is beautiful, but I don't really find it entertaining.
I understand that. I'm more for the cinematography of it.
It's gorgeous.
And Keith says thank you. Number 29, Fracture, 2007. Verse number 72, The Girl Next Door, 2004.
Fracture. Movie is so underrated.
And Fracture will play the family man in the next round.
Oh, no. Okay.
Number 30, Remember the Titans, 2000. Verse number 71, Mission Impossible 2, 2000.
Remember the Titans.
And Remember the Titans will play the Notebook in the next round.
Which Mission Impossible is the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman? Is that 3? That's like the only one I liked.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not 100% sure because I'm not the biggest Mission Impossible fan.
I know. I'm not really either, but that one was really good. And I think Michelle Monaghan was in it. He played a really fucking good bad guy. That's what I'll say.
Well, Richard Seymour Hoffman, he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
He was anyway. So, and Kiss says the third one.
Okay.
Number 31, Napoleon Dynamite, 2004. First number 70, Transformers, 2007.
Ooh. Ooh. Transformers didn't make the varsity list? That shocks me.
And number 70, so it wasn't going to make it the top 2.
I can't have you pick because you'll just pick Transformers because you hate Napoleon Dynamite. But I can't.
What?
I can't decide which one's better because they're. It was really cool to see Transformers come to life, like, honestly. But I really like Napoleon Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to go with Transformers.
Okay.
Only the first one. The rest of them were stupid. Sorry. But I love that my lover, Josh Duhamel, was in it too. So that helps.
Number 32, Mission Impossible 3, 2006. Okay. Verse number 69, Road Trip, 2000.
Oh, mother effer. Oh, man. Damn it. I'm going to go with Road Trip.
Mm-hmm.
Did you make a copy? Because we can watch the copy.
We can watch the copy. Oh my goodness.
Austin? Austin, Massachusetts?
Number 33, Legally Blonde, 2001.
Yes.
Verse number 68, The Gift, 2000.
Oh yeah, Legally Blonde.
All right.
The Gift was interesting, I will say. I've only seen it once, but.
Well, Legally Blonde will play the Fast and the Furious in the next round.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Number 34, Idiocracy, 2006. Verse number 67, Orphan, 2009.
Ooh. Damn.
Now, this get harder and harder, just like you know that right now.
Yeah. I feel like these are harder than the one Casey did. Ugh. I'm gonna go with Idiocracy.
All right. Idiocracy will play Mamma Mia in the next round. Number 35, Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story, 2004. Or number 66, A Knight's Tale, 2001.
I feel personally violated by this matchup.
In case say this harder than this.
Mean, God, I can't. I guess I'm gonna go with Dodgeball.
Right.
Great
And
choice to see how it pays off for him.
Dodgeball will play Die Another Day the next round. Number 36, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, 2008. Version number 65, Take It, 2008.
Taken is one of it's one of my biggest fears. Like that happening to me is one of the reasons I have not traveled like to Europe or whatever, which I know is stupid, but scares the fuck out of me.
I'll be scared too.
I'm gonna go with Taken.
Movies are legitimate reasons why not to do things. I 1,000% understand. I do.
Like why you won't come to my house if I'm drinking tea.
You did right.
Well,
I come to your house, but I'm not going to tea out your fucking hand that much.
I don't put anything in my tea, so there wouldn't be a spoon involved. So you're okay.
Some bitter ass teas. No sugar, honey.
Not herbal teas. Sometimes I do honey if I feel like I need it, but.
Okay. Number 37, Sherlock Holmes, 2009. Version number 64, Old School, 2003.
Old school.
My boy Blue.
Sometimes you think you found true love, then you catch the early plane home and find two strangers ready to double team your girlfriend.
Number 38, Public Enemies, 2009. Verse number 63, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, 2005.
Oh. I think I'm going to do this for my husband because I should have picked Knight's Tale for him. Although I'm going to ask him as soon as he gets home if he would have picked Knight's Tale or Dodgeball because he loves both of those movies. I will pick Mr. and Mrs. Smith for George.
Did you watch the show?
No, but I want to
It's
because, I
good.
mean, Donald
It's
Glover, whew,
And he worked out for
that's
that.
him, right?
Yeah, he worked.
Yeah.
He worked. He worked. He admitted he worked out for that fucking role, and it paid off. I myself, my man's is in shape. He is.
George gets to watch the movie to drool over Angelina. I will watch the show to drool over Donald Glover.
All right. Number 39, Closer, 2004. Closer, 2004.
Closer.
First number 62, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, 2005.
I'm gonna go with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Number 40, American Psycho, 2000. Version number 61, 300, 2006.
Oh, American Psycho. I enjoy that more than 300. Both good movies.
I wasn't the biggest fan of 300. I just like the Spartan kicks.
Yeah. The cinematography is good, but it's not a movie I would watch again. Like, it just didn't entertain me that much.
American Psycho will play Polar Express in the next round.
Okay.
Number 41, Death Proof, 2007. Version number 60, The Terminal, 2004.
Ooh. Sorry. I'm gonna go with Death Proof.
Right.
Maybe fucked up.
It
In the best way.
is. Death Proof will play Transformers in the next round.
Okay.
Number 42, The Last Samurai, 2003. Version number 59, The Patriot, 2000.
I gotta go with The Patriot. That movie is so hard for me to watch, but it's so fucking good.
All right.
That church scene, I have to like leave the room. George loves that movie, but I'm like, you can watch it, but I'm leaving the room for that scene.
Number 43, The Blind Side, 2009. Fourth number 58, Valkyrie, 2008.
I'm going to go with The Blind Side. I know with what we know now, it doesn't hold the same weight, but it was still a great movie, and I thought the performances were good. So,
still a good movie. It's still a good movie. More of it than people hate when I say it, but what we say is it definitely is a white savior movie. True or not true, definitely a white savior movie, but still a good movie. It's just like the Green Book, you know, all kind of good shit. So anyway, The Blind Side will play Road Trip in the next round.
Ooh, okay.
Number 44, The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, 2008. Or number 57, Under the Tuscan Sun, 2008. 2003, sorry.
Under the Tuscan Sun. Love that movie. All right. So romantical.
Romantical.
The made up word, but I like it.
I mean, everybody knows what it is. So, number 45, Bring It On, 2000. Rest number 56, Clerks 2, 2006.
Aw, man. I gotta go with Bring It On. Can't help myself.
I understand. I wouldn't, but I understand.
This is not a democracy. This is a cheerocracy.
First thing first, Bring It On. We'll play Taken. And CG says all words are made up. And Casey
That's fair.
And Casey say you should have picked Clerks 2.
Sorry, Casey. It's already been brought in.
number 46. And Please Don't Cry. But number 46, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, 2008. Oh. Birth number 55, The Reader, 2008.
Okay, I haven't seen The Reader. Who's in that? CJ, shots fired. I'll look it up. I'll go with The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Yeah, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas is very, very fucking sad. Kate Winslet. I won't. Anyway,
Kate Winslet, just
because
of Titanic?
No, I'm not a big fan of all her movies, actually. Avatar, well, because she is worse.
She was good in the Divergent movies. But, okay.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas was one of the saddest movies of all time. Will play Old School, which is not sad. All right. Number 47, Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 2002. Birth number 54, Quantum of Solace, 2008.
I'll go with Bond here. I could do without the first three Star Wars, the prequels. Out there, lame.
So you want Quantum? What's the movie set you picked? You're on mute.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Quantum of Solace.
All right.
That's a James Bond movie, right?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, CJ says, fuck Clerks 2. He's out of his damn mind. And he says, Kate Winslet is a good actress who played in bad movies.
I agree. I think she's a good actress.
Said, 2 suck, 3 was a good sequel. All
right. Yeah, 3 was okay because it led you right up to Anakin becoming Darth Vader. So that was cool.
Number 48, Apocalypto, 2006. Birth number 53, Spider-Man 3, 2007.
I guess Spider-Man, because I've seen it. I have not seen it.
They're so fucking good. I'm so pissed off that it's not a varsity movie, because it fucking should. It's one of the what's his face? The director of oh my God. Lethal Weapon, the karate guy, Luke Logan. What?
Oh.
Not Murtaugh.
Riggs?
Yeah, his name, his actual
Mel
name.
Mel Gibson?
Yes, Mel Gibson directed Apocalypse 2. Jesus Christ, I could not forget his name. Mel Gibson directed Apocalypse 2, and it's so good.
Okay.
It really is. But Spider-Man 3 moves on, and CJ says Spider-Man 3 is absolute garbage.
Well, that's fine. It'll make it easy for me to vote it out in the next round.
Yeah, it is. Emo Spider-Man, get the fuck out of here. All right, number 49, Watchmen, 2009. Or number 52, Love Actually, 2003.
Ooh. I gotta go with Love Actually.
All right, so Love Actually moves on, and I'm getting ridiculed for forgetting Mel Gibson's name. Yeah, listen. I'm doing a lot today, so fuck you too.
Right. I mean, we were just talking about Passion of the Christ.
Yes. All right, last but not least, number 50, Brothers, 2009. Or number 51, 13 Going on 30, 2004.
And I'm sorry, what was the first one? Four Brothers or The Brothers?
No, Brothers.
No, Brothers.
Not, okay. It's not The Brothers. It's not Four Brothers. It's Brothers.
Okay, I don't know that one then.
Brothers has an... I've seen synopsis for it.
It's not The Brothers. It's not Step Brothers. It's not Step Brothers.
Nope. It's not any type of brothers. It's Brothers. It has Tobey Maguire, Jake Gyllenhaal, Natalie Portman.
Well, Jake Gyllenhaal can get fucked, and I'll go with 13 Going on 30.
Okay. All right.
Because I love that movie anyway, so.
And apparently TJ only three steps of movie, which is true.
Fucking anyway, fighting and what else?
Fucking fighting and action.
Oh yeah. Fighting and action kind of the same thing.
Sorry, fucking.
Or you mean verbal fights too.
Fucking shooting in action. Sorry. Oh. All right. So 13 Going on 30 will play Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Okay. Which means that Love Actually will play Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay.
Spider-Man 3 will play the Patriot.
See, there you go.
And Quantum of Solace will play Under the Tuscan Sun.
Okay.
And CJ says, Jennifer Garner's face annoys me, but I don't know why.
I don't know why either. She's cute. She's just not, she's not typical hot Hollywood. You know, she looks like the girl next door.
Not an Electra. I mean, she's beautiful, but that movie was so bad. That movie was so bad.
That movie's terrible, but she's hot.
For some reason, every time I see her, I see Electra, and that is I see that fucking movie. And
did you see Peppermint?
No.
Peppermint is good. It's a good revenge movie, and she's a good action star in it.
Apparently, kids don't like movies the minute time. So, like, all right, so round two.
I mean, to be fair, I've introduced a lot of good movies to him. So, he hadn't seen The Proposal until like 3 months ago.
Well, speaking of The Proposal, round two, Black Hawk Down or Proposal?
Proposal.
All right. The Prestige or National Treasure?
National Treasure.
Sin City or Jennifer's Body?
Jennifer's Body.
All right.
I know I'm breaking your heart there.
This is your bracket. It's your bracket. Because, our Final Four is going to be different.
Oh, I'm sure. Right.
Dawn of the Dead or The Mummy Returns?
Dawn of the Dead.
And Dawn of the Dead will put the proposal.
Okay.
8 Mile or Eurotrip?
Oh, God damn it.
Can you imagine Eminem rapping Scotty Doesn't Know?
Oh, that would be fantastic. I can't. I gotta go with Eurotrip. That movie has a lot of meaning to me, and it never stops being funny. I know I will go to hell, but that scene with the little kid pretending to be Hitler, I like. Pee my pants laughing every time I watch that. And I know I'm going to hell because it's not really funny, but also it's really funny. You made out with your sister, man.
Did Dre forget to say it gets harder and harder? No, because now it doesn't seem like it's going to be harder until the third round for her. So I'll say it then. All right. Okay. Big Fish or Shooter?
Big Fish.
And Big Fish will play National Treasure. Ooh. Moulin Rouge or How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Moulin Rouge.
And Moulin Rouge will play Jennifer's Body.
Okay.
Devil Wears Prada or Twilight?
Devil Wears Prada.
And Devil Wears Prada will play Eurotrip.
So only the first Twilight movie made either of these? That's weird.
Thank you, God. So, yes, it did.
Well, because the other ones were... Sorry about that.
Very fine.
freaking people around this house. The other ones were so much better because I think once they realized it was going to make that much money, the movies got better. The cinematography got better. The first one is trash, but
so
anyway.
Twilight came in 2008. They had a sequel in 2009, and then that was it. The three movies afterwards came out in 2010.
That's fair, because Eclipse and the Breaking Dawn movies are the best ones, but they're in the 2010s. Okay.
All right. Okay. So the Devil Wears Prada will play your trip in the next round.
No!
RT doesn't like half-naked boys in the woods.
I disagree. They put Brokeback Mountain on the varsity list.
That's true. And good job, man. Fuck Twilight, he says.
It's fine. All right. It's a guilty pleasure. It's not for everyone.
A Beautiful Mind or Scary Movie?
You know what? Since you love both of these movies, I'm going to let you pick.
I might as well go comedy. I love Beautiful Mind. Beautiful Mind is probably a better movie, but I'm going to go Scary Movie here.
Okay. Actually. That's fine, because I could have picked either one.
The Count of Monte Cristo or Family Stone?
Shit. Count of Monte Cristo.
And The Count of Monte Cristo will play Scary Movie in the next round.
Oh.
V for Vendetta or Christmas Carol?
V for Vendetta.
Hugh Grant, I've got his name, but no, his first name, Hugh. His vocabulary for V words is fucking amazing. The Italian Job or Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest?
Pirates.
And Pirates of the Caribbean will play V for Vendetta.
All right.
Fracture or The Family Man?
Oh, God damn it. Sorry. Shit. This is really hard.
That's what she said.
I am going to go with Family Man. I got to stick for my love of Christmas movies, but damn, both of those movies are good.
All right. Remember the Titans or a Notebook? And Hugo Weaving, that's the name.
The Notebook.
Legally Blind or Fast and the Furious?
I don't know. Okay, it's March tomorrow. I gotta go with Girl Power, Legally Blonde.
I would pick Legally Blonde as well, actually. But Legally Blonde will play The Family Man in the next round. Damn it. Idiocracy or Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia.
There's a wrestling announcer for WWE. That every time something big happens, he screams out, Mamma Mia! It's just fucking annoying.
Because he's not saying it right.
He's not.
Mamma Mia. That's how he needs to say it.
And he said, pick Legally Blonde. And, and Casey said, you made these rankings.
I did.
Dodgeball, True Underdog Story, or Die Another Day.
Dodgeball.
And Dodgeball will put a Notebook in the next round.
If you can dodge traffic, you can dodge a ball.
American Psycho or The Polar Express?
American Psycho. Sorry, Nico and Nash.
Well, American Psycho will play Mamma Mia in the next round.
Okay.
Death Proof or Transformers?
Transformers.
The Blind Side or Road Trip?
Road Trip. Did I say two? Better make it three.
Let me make it three. Because I had sex with the girl. I love Road Trip.
Did you kill a cheetah?
All right. Bring It On or Taken?
Bring It On, just because I enjoy it more, and Taken terrifies me. Taken's probably the better movie, but.
Well, Bring It On. We'll play Transformers in the next round.
Okay.
The Boy in the Striped Pajamas or Old School?
Old School. My final four is going to be all stupid rom-coms and comedy, but I don't care. There'll be no serious shit in there.
13 Going On 30 or Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
13 Going On 30.
And 13 Going On 30 will play Road Trip in the next round.
Ooh.
Love Actually or The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Actually.
And Love Actually will play Old School in the next round.
Okay.
And Spider-Man 3 or The Patriot?
Patriot.
All right. And that means that whatever this last matchup is, we'll play The Patriot.
Okay.
Quantum of Solace or Under the Tuscan Sun?
Under the Tuscan Sun.
And Under the Tuscan Sun will play The Patriot. So we're on round three. Your highest seeded movie will automatically go into the quarterfinals. Are you ready? Okay.
Yes.
Dawn of the Dead or The Proposal?
The Proposal.
All right. So it goes here.
And yes, CJ, Bring It On is a great choice.
Yes, he loved Bring It On.
I said, burr. It's cold in here. Sorry.
Big Fish or National Treasure?
National Treasure. Bye, Big Fish.
Moulin Rouge or Jennifer's Body?
Moulin Rouge.
And Moulin Rouge will be your bye into the quarterfinals.
I'm cool with that.
The Devil Wears Prada or Eurotrip?
Eurotrip. That's all.
Man, motherfucker, I always wanted that that announcement. No, always wanted that. Jesus Christ.
My brother used to have that as his text notification.
I always wanted it.
Even what we know now, that sounds like the exact opposite of what it was. Movie's so fucking quotable.
It's so good. It is. The Count of Monte Cristo or Scary Movie?
Count of Monte Cristo.
And Count of Monte Cristo will play The Proposal in the next round.
Oh.
Viva Vendetta or Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest?
Pirates.
Legally Blonde or The Family Man?
Legally Blonde.
And
It's hard?
Legally Blonde will play National Treasure in the next round.
No! Shit.
Dodgeball, True Underdog Story, or The Notebook?
Fuck. Yeah, Casey, you might be right. Scotty doesn't know, maybe taking the W on this, but we'll see. What was it again? The Notebook and what?
Versus Dodgeball.
Shit. The Notebook.
All right. And CJ said you should pick The Notebook as well.
Yeah. That movie just, I know it's unrealistic. It's Nicholas Sparks, but who doesn't want somebody to love them so much that they sit at their bedside every day retelling the story of how they fell in love because they have Alzheimer's? And Alzheimer's runs in my family, so I always wonder, like, would someone I love do that for me? So anyway.
Oh, is it that a hint? Hint. American Psycho or Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia.
Bring It On or Transformers?
Bring It On.
And Bring It On will play Eurotrip in the next round.
No! Okay.
13 Going On 30 or Road Trip?
CJ doesn't know anything about horror movies. That's what I've decided.
13 Going On 30 or Road Trip?
Road Trip. I gotta go with Road Trip.
All right. Love Actually or Old School?
Old School.
And last but not least, Under the Tuscan Sun or The Patriot?
The Patriot.
Which means that The Patriot will play Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Okay.
Old School will play The Notebook.
Ugh.
And Road Trip will play Mamma Mia.
So I really got to decide between Road Trip and Old School. That's my thing. Okay.
All right. CJ said he only knows good horror movies.
Well, clearly you don't.
So round four, Moulin Rouge is in quarterfinals. The bottom part of the bracket will automatically go to your final four.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I guess.
The Count of Monte Cristo or The Proposal?
The Proposal.
And The Proposal will play Moulin Rouge in the next round.
Ugh. Fucking hell. Okay.
Legally Blonde or National Treasure?
Legally Blonde.
Legally Blonde moves on. Bring It On or Eurotrip?
Eurotrip.
And Eurotrip will play Legally Blonde in the next round.
Fucking shit.
The Patriot or Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest?
Can I change these so that I can get movies I like better than those two?
Nope.
Damn it. I'm going to let you pick because I don't really have a preference on these two.
I'm going Dead Man's Chest. I rarely remember The Patriot, so I'm going to go Dead Man's Chest.
Patriot's a tough watch. It's really good. It's important to watch, I think, but it's a tough watch.
Old School or The Notebook?
The Notebook.
And The Notebook.
No backseats. I can backseats if I want, CJ. This is my bracket.
Which means, so you pick Notebook, which means that this next matchup, whoever wins will play Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, which means that The Notebook will automatically go into your final four.
Okay.
Road Trip or Mamma Mia?
Ugh. Can I swap Mamma Mia for Moulin Rouge? Shit. Road Trip.
All right. So which means that Road Trip will play Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
That broke my heart.
Now, The Notebook is automatically in Final Four. We need to see what three movies will be in Final Four.
Okay.
And Casey says, fuck The Notebook.
Fuck you.
Okay. So, Moulin Rouge or The Proposal?
Moulin Rouge.
Okay. Legally Blind or Eurotrip?
Eurotrip.
And Eurotrip, we'll play Moulin Rouge in the next round.
Okay.
Which means that whoever wins, we'll play The Notebook in the next matchup.
Okay.
Road Trip or Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest?
Road Trip.
All right, so your final four is Eurotrip, Moulin Rouge, Road Trip, and The Notebook. It's like always, I do these for myself.
We ain't got none in common.
You said none?
None.
We have two in common.
Shut the fuck up.
We have two in common.
Road Trip and Eurotrip?
Road Trip and Eurotrip is more.
Okay.
I have three comedies and one.
High five.
Three comedies in one series. I have Eurotrip, Sin City, Road Trip, and Clerks 2.
Okay.
In there. Okay.
Nice.
However, though, this is not about me. This is about Amanda. Amanda, wherever you pick out these two matchups, we'll go to the finals. Wherever we lose, go to the third place game. We get a ranking of 1, 2, 3, and 4. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Casey's niece gets head examined and Dre is tripping.
Is that because he said, no, I have a headache, CJ? Okay.
So, Moulin Rouge or your trip?
Sorry, it's my cat feeder.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take Euro Trip to the final two. I have to.
All right, so Euro Trip.
Yeah.
Goes to the finals. Moulin Rouge go to the third place game. Road Trip or The Notebook?
The Notebook.
The Notebook will go to the finals. But let's go play the third place game. Amanda, okay. You just did 104 movies that's on JV according to IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes. I need to know it's the third best movie in this bracket. Is it number 13, Moulin Rouge 2001, or number 69, Road Trip 2000?
Moulin Rouge.
Moulin Rouge number 3.
Yeah.
Road Trip number 4. But it's not about third. It's about the best. Again, you just did 104 movies in JV. I need to know what's the best movie in this bracket. Is number 79, The Notebook 2004, or number 97, Euro Trip 2004?
I don't know. I really don't know. Okay, I'm going to go with the one that I've seen more. Mm-hmm. Euro Trip.
So.
Thanks, TJ.
Number one, Euro Trip. Number two, The Notebook. Number three, Moulin Rouge. Number four, Road Trip. How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good about it. I really wish I could have got Legally Blonde in there, but
it was close.
That's what it is.
It was close. And this is why I do the bracket this way. So you can always be always almost random.
Yeah.
All right. So Amanda, talk about your podcast, where to find it, what it's about, all that kind of good stuff.
All right. Well, again, I am the host of The Sip List, which is a top five podcast. We take a topic and pick our top five favorites of that category. We do everything, mostly pop culture, movies, TV, music, books, celebrity stuff, but always open to new ideas. So you can find it wherever you get your podcast fix. And then I co-host some other shows, all part of the I Did Not Make These Rankings Network. We have Crime Rewind, An Evening at the Movies, and Literature Reapers. So you can find them all on our website.
Okay. Well, again, I want to thank Amanda for doing this. And trying to outdo Casey, quit for his. And Amanda knows she's always welcome to come on. Actually, I really want her to come on to do one of one soon for the Women-Led Movies.
I'm excited about that.
And anybody watching and listening can always come on to do one of these brackets as well. However, you got to do a bracket that I already made. Because even though I love doing these brackets, these are a bitch to make.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, my name is DeAndre Robinson, and we are out.
Bye.